Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I don't want to keep David Morobe waiting for a minute longer. Welcome to Kaya Biz, and thank you for your patience, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Certainly. So, the Business Partners Limited has released its latest SME confidence, but it specifically looks at a post-GNU world. Tell us some of the key findings from the report.
Well, I think we were pleasantly surprised at the small and medium enterprises expressing that their belief in political parties that they will work well together is more increased than we would have anticipated. They believe that they are more attuned to service delivery and maybe may attract make the country an attractive place for investors, especially stimulating growth. But I was listening with interest at the anecdotes you were sharing about one of the ministers not having attended and being seemingly disrespectful, and I'm hoping that's not the trend that's going to follow. But and so far as our small and medium enterprises have responded to us, they're having some confidence that it may work.
I'm happy to hear that, although I do find that the small and medium enterprises in this country get the short end of the stick. Personally, and you can tell me your thoughts on this, but personally, they should, if the government and if our country really believes that, as we say, small and medium enterprise entrepreneurship is the key to job creation, I don't understand why they're not a central cog in the DTI wheel with the bigger budget as opposed to sort of a side department. And secondly, it seems as though every time government fails to fulfill its job creation promises at a SONA, the buck gets thrown to SMEs. And you must just go and start entrepreneurship without necessarily removing the impediments to business. I mean, yes, we can be optimistic about a GNU, but what policy shifts have really impacted business owners positively?
Well, to this day, I would say maybe nothing as material. There have been anecdotal cries for policy shift in terms of how SMEs are treated. And you can think about just the speed of doing things, be it just the registration of a company, be it the service that you receive at local government level for licenses and things like those. We tend to take exceedingly long and unfortunately not good for business. But also private sector and government also tend to be notorious late payers to small and small businesses. And for them, 3 or 90 days to 120 days may be fatal for that business. It may not be there or live to tell. So I think we need to put our mouths, our money where the mouths are, or the mouths where the money is, whichever way you want to phrase it. I think we need to make sure things that private sector and public sector can work together. If it means that we need to have blended funds, those with commercial interest in making loans to the SMEs and those that are looking just at the impact that can accrue from funding small businesses like the jobs, like making sure that the environment is conducive, I think if we work together, maybe there's some policy direction that we can get and shift to the benefit of our small businesses.
So one of the things that we discussed very early in the show, I'm sure you would have missed it, but we discussed in our market segment when the show opened, I was asking our analysts why mid-cap stocks, small cap stocks, the smaller ones on this JSE were performing so much better than the top 40. And one of the things that he indicated, of course, is that in this recovery, as you rightly say, the smaller companies were likely more impacted by the downturn, the tightening of interest rates, the load shedding of it all, which could be fatal for those businesses. And those that have survived are seeing, the benefits of even bigger jumps and greater impact when the load shedding ends, when belief and investment comes into them. They almost have a multiplier effect in terms of how they respond. So that is positive. It's coming through on the stock market for those that are listed, and I imagine that's going to be seen for those that are unlisted too.
No, certainly. I think that is indicative of the higher formal small and medium enterprise. And remember, there are many segments, and we tend to use one blanket over them all. We have those that are very nascent in terms of being emerging, operating just to live on a survivalist basis because there are no jobs available. There are those that are formal and just in a sense, supporting a particular lifestyle of the entrepreneur. It won't shoot blue sky. It won't be on those smart, the 40, you said, the 40 small caps
that are
performing well.
Yes.
But once we get to the medium size, so if we concentrate and we say we want to see these SMEs being given access to funding to sort of lubricate their growth plans, to help them in their agility because they're able to respond far more quicker in cases where there's a change. They've shown their resilience during the times of COVID. There are those that have survived notwithstanding the challenges that COVID was there.
Mm-hmm.
And thereafter, there are those that survived floods and all the riots that we've experienced. Mm-hmm. So clearly small businesses have got a way to survive, and we need to find a way to say, what can we do to target those small caps and make them even bigger?
So to your study itself, I mean, the survey findings that finance information and mentorship were very really required for business growth and varying degrees of importance from the view of SMEs. What you're saying to me now sounds like the information needs to go both ways. In fact, there's agility that they can really show to larger caps and nimbleness that they can express at their size.
Indeed, I think what I'm trying to say is that we should acknowledge the agility of small businesses, and we should be always there ready to help them to be even better off. The issue of technical assistance and mentorship then comes to bear because the majority of us or people that are in small businesses tend to have invariably something that is not so strong in their arsenal to challenge the marketplace. You may be strong in finance and not so good in marketing and the other way around. In manufacturing, you're a good product manufacturer, but you can't get it commercially to the place. So a mentor will be a sounding board, and that technical assistance that can help you to be more competitive, to be more capacitated, to compete with the best that there is, not only within the country, but also outside of the country if you take market access beyond our borders.
This is where a business like Business Partners Limited really comes into play, I imagine, as well. That mentorship, because it is at the small and medium size that I am either a really great engineer that wants to scale my business, but that doesn't mean I'm an accountant, an assistant, a secretary, a bookkeeper, and a manager of staff as well. Or I might be an exceptional manager of staff, but I don't understand the engineering. Do you know what I mean? In terms of allowing us to partner with different skill sets and potentially, you know, while at the beginning, when the business is nascent, doing that within a budget.
Indeed. And I think that's why I mentioned that funders with commercial interest in working perhaps with maybe philanthropic funders or even government with different interests to make sure that this sector can be strong, can be resilient, and put our money where our mouths are to make sure that this sector can sustain. Technical assistance is one of the elements. Companies like Business Partners, but we must do it with other players. Doing it alone doesn't give sufficient runway to make sure that you achieve that which SMEs can achieve in the economy.
We're really grateful that you drill down and dig deep into what the key drivers are in this particular sector, and of course that you're available as a partner, as Business Partners Limited, particularly in South Africa, that's got such a vacant space as pertains to venture capitalism and such a prevalence or a preference for more established private equity when they want to invest. So thank you very much for that. David Morobe is Executive General Manager for Impact Investing at Business Partners Limited. Do check out their latest SME index that paints a picture of how much resilience has really held out and is pivotal over the 2024 election period.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.